So today's thought is Wednesday, February the 7th of 2024, and it's entitled Imprudent Prostitute. And the text it's taken from is Ezekiel, the 16th chapter and verse 30. And it states there, "How weak is your heart, says the Lord Yahweh, seeing you do all these things, the work of an imprudent prostitute." So that's Jehovah God, Yahweh, and he's speaking to the nation of Israel through his prophets, and he uses a derogatory term for that nation, in an imprudent prostitute, and that is used often throughout the scriptures, metaphorically, all the way into the book of Revelation. And of course, I'm sure the readers or listeners know, but we'll talk about it a little bit, about prostitutes, prostitution, male or female. Excuse me. There's been both throughout the history of mankind. So we'll use a question, a rhetorical question. What value does a prostitute add to a person, to a country? So think about that for a moment. So do they add strength to a person's life? Do they add strength to the power of a nation? Or rather, do they weaken, make a marriage weaker, makes personal relationships with either mate weaker? What do they add? Well, actually, they add bad. You may say, well, that was way back then, that's archaic, but no, it's today, it's bad. I mean, get a string of lies, being disloyal in one's heart, taking what should be sacred, the marriage arrangement, the marriage bed, and you're polluting it. And to really make it sad is the fact that it's being done on the most selfish basis. And what would that be? To satisfy a need for money, so you don't have any responsibility towards the prostitute, vice versa. So the prostitute's going to pleasure the flesh. He or she knows the weakness of the flesh and knows the right words to tell the customer so that they can get them to part with cash and even more cash. And then from that point forward, each goes their own way and it's never brought up. It's hid. The prostitute is like a vending machine that looks to sell the candy bar. It doesn't have a personal relationship with each candy bar. You just put in the cash and the candy bar comes out. So it's not something to be proud of. Nobody wants family or friends or anybody to know that that's what they're doing. Now, we joke a lot about it in our society. We joke about everything that's irreverent. We joke about everything that's uncouth and unclean. But it's a very serious matter. And it has been the ruin of many marriages. It has been, it has degraded women to such a level that today most men don't really trust women because of the blatant sexuality, the grooming, the power, the bold-faced power that they receive through sexual favors, even in the marriage, that they use that power that is a weakness in a man, and they exploit it. And they do it for personal gain. Now that's why Yahweh was angry with this nation, because she was in a marriage relationship through a covenant with Jehovah God that was instituted when Moses went up the mountain, come back with the Ten Commandments. The nation dedicated itself through the blood of sacrificial animals to God as to be faithful marriage mate. And when they went out and prostituted themselves to other gods, which happened many times, or different kings of the world round about them that also had false gods, they were unfaithful. They were lying to God. They were, excuse me, they were thinking he didn't see, obviously. But here's what it didn't do. It didn't strengthen that nation. It didn't make Israel more powerful. It weakened them. So here we go back to the old crux of every story. When you weaken a nation morally, spiritually, you weaken them physically as well. And when you have a weakened body, then diseases get into it and all kinds of problems. And that's what happened to the nation of Israel, and God was really mocking them. Well, you think you've gotten away with this, you think you're strong, you make your boast, tough words, everybody's bad, but you don't have no power, because God was their power. And God wasn't going to waste his power on a prostitute. Now, we're going to state, and of course we have to, because many of them converted at the time of Christ. A number of them did. We don't know how many. And so prostitutes can change, but it's rare. When you learn to get the easy money, you learn weaknesses. That weaknesses spell over into everything you do in your life. I mean, even if a woman's a prostitute and she tries to change, and then she gets into a legitimate marriage, she would really have to be hard on herself. Because that same playing that flesh of the man, or vice versa, we'll say it's a man because we just, you know, you don't want to just level it against women, but most of it is women. And so they use those tactics. They're trained tactics. And it they're very selfish tactics. The man is just as selfish for involving himself with a prostitute. So there's nothing that's going to strengthen anything righteous or anything good or any loyalty. So this is what we're talking about here. So you just take that forward. You go into the book of Revelation, and we have a prostitute pictured as false religion. And she uses those tactics. She plays upon the flesh of the nations. She sells herself imprudently to various nations and kings of the earth. And they use her. They're just as bad. They're just as selfish. and everybody knows what's going on. And the point is how do you hide that? Well, you can hide it in powerful legal words. You're a politician, or you're a religious person, or whatever you wish to use, and particularly God's word, as Israel was doing. Prostitution is prostitution, and it produces illegitimate children if the woman gets pregnant, that are not from two legally married people, so that the very laws of marriage, and the father takes his duty and the wife take their duty, and they unselfishly work for that child to make sure that they educate them and have the best life and medical care, the things that need to be done in a legitimate marriage. All this circumvents that. It's a cheap way for a few dollars to be selfishly satisfied sexually so that you don't have the responsibility. So, I'm going to make a few comments here that is in the Daily Thoughts. I wished I would have put Daily Thoughts, but I didn't. I put Today's Thought because there's so many different groups out there that use the Daily Thoughts, or Daily Thought. It's a little hard to say. But anyway, here is the comments. There is no power in going along with evil. That is what God hates. Words of honey flow off the lips of those seducing the heart of the fool, who stand for nothing but going along with an evil crowd. There's nothing sacred. There's nothing righteous for an imprudent prostitute. They feed on weaknesses for cash. They will destroy a house, a family, a marriage, an entire nation for a trick for cash. Loyalty is paid for a second of pleasure. So God insulted Israel, calling her a prostitute. Those that Israel stoned. They stoned prostitutes to death. It was a death penalty, as they did adulterers and homosexuality. Israel was selling themselves to foreigners for sexual pleasure. And I want to expand that a little bit. Not necessarily sexual pleasures, but the pleasure of having what the world has to the world leaders rather than staying faithful to their father, to their husband, Jehovah God. So Mark 14 verse 38, Jesus warns, watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And prostitution is of the flesh. And that's the reason our Father uses it so aptly, because flesh is against the spirit. The flesh is preyed upon by the weak. It is the wide and spacious road. And as you get into the book of Revelation, I think you'll find it in the 16th chapter, you'll find that the beast of the ungodly world, when they realize who this prostitute is, because God puts it in their mind to see it. He exposes it. And so they have contempt. It makes them look bad. As we see politicians in Washington, D.C., they don't want to look bad over Jeffrey Epstein's island, and where he sold young women, men, whatever, prostitution to blackmail most of the leaders of the world. They don't want to look bad. They want to keep that covered up. Who wants to face that? Who wants to face their children? Who wants to face their wife? Their entire career makes a person look pretty bad. So the exposing of Babylon, false religion, as a prostitute will get the same effect from government, particularly a government that is godless, and it will expose her and devour all of her fleshly parts. Nothing spiritual, but fleshly. So it's symbolic. It's worth having a good understanding and why God uses prostitution, warning constantly. You won't find hardly a place within the scriptures it's not warned, because you have a legitimate marriage, and anytime you add other flesh to that, because they are to become one flesh, then you have diluted, it's called adultery, and or prostitution. It is a spiritual weakness, which fleshly people want to ignore. But when you weaken the flesh and the willpower, it weakens you spiritually, ultimately spiritually, and that makes you open for every other temptation, weakness, till you spin out of control, literally. And there's no telling, from drugs to alcoholism, fits of anger, they're all connected, and it starts usually with one. So that is the playbook of the devil and wicked spirit forces, and that is how they keep control of this world. They get these world leaders, church people, church leaders, whatever group they want to get after, they infiltrate it. They get them for quick pleasures, money, you can name it, so that they prostitute themselves and ultimately go along with what we're seeing in the world today. It plummets into darkness, to where wicked spirits are just literally possessing people. They have free entry. Their thinking's in a state of total dismay. I mean, who can even understand the craziness that's going on? And that's because they are being contacted and being used by the wicked spirit forces. Many of them were imprisoned in the pit, the abyss, shows in the book of Revelation that was going to be open. And you have these individuals who are darkness. Many of them are crazy. Many of them are wise. Many of them have done horrendous acts that we can't possibly imagine to the human race. God knows what they've done to each other if they can. And that fills men's minds and hearts. And of course, we have a whole world that's primed now, which has been being primed for years, in spiritism, false gods, druggery. I mean, you name it. Just spend an hour on TV and it's primed. So that's kind of the comments today. I have a mime here I put up, kind of a joke one, but it's very telling. And I'll read it. It has a man sitting at a table and a lady all decked out with makeup and that, and they're having a drink and dinner. And he says to her, "Hi, I'm 32. I'm a politician and I'm honest." She says to him, "Hi, I'm 29, I'm a prostitute, and I'm a virgin. So, nothing good comes from it. Anyway, we want to hope that you have a great day. Hope you appreciate these little daily thought, and it builds you up spiritually. Let you know that you're not crazy, that this we're all undergoing these things, and may our Lord and our Savior strengthen your heart and your mind this day. And remember that the flesh is weak in all of us, so we need to stay awake, and we know that our spirit is willing. We want to serve the Lord, so he knows that, and he'll give us the strength not to be tempted beyond what we can bear, and he will come to us and build us up. So that would be my thought for you folks today. You have a wonderful day.